Another high-profile American is heading for Europe. Undersecretary of State William Burns is going to Switzerland to attend a meeting on Iran's nuclear programs. The fact that he'll be in the same room as a senior Iranian official is being touted as a sign that the U.S. is open to a diplomatic solution to the standoff with Tehran. Here's another sign, maybe. There's speculation that the State Department is thinking about opening a U.S. interest section in Tehran. Right now, there's no American embassy there, as Cyrus Farivar reminds us.
The U.S. and Iran haven't had official diplomatic relations since 1979. But technically speaking, there has been a small U.S. interest section inside the Swiss embassy in Tehran. Barbara Slavin, an Iran expert at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, says that office provides only the most basic services to Americans in Iran. And she says there's a key difference between that office and what's now being discussed.
The difference is that the interest section in the Swiss consulate is staffed only by Swiss diplomats and Iranian diplomats. There are no Americans there.
A new U.S. interest section in Tehran would employ American citizens acting in the interests of the American government. It would be a big change for the U.S., though Slavin notes Tehran already has an interest section in the U.S.
You have an Iranian interest section. It's actually located in Upper Georgetown in Washington, D.C. It's nominally under the protection of Pakistan, but it's staffed by Iranian Americans.
Pakistan's embassy actually sits about 2.5 miles north of the Iranian interest section in Washington. I've been to that interest section a few times. As a dual citizen, I've gone there to obtain government documents. It feels like an Iranian embassy. There are posters of Iran on the wall. They show Persian-language television in the waiting area, and they even serve Persian tea. This office helps smooth the way for people here trying to go to Iran. Slavin says the lack of a U.S. diplomatic presence in Iran makes it much harder for Iranians trying to come here.
Iranians who want to apply for visas to come to the United States cannot apply at the Swiss consulate. They have to go to Turkey or Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and they have to go once to make the application, and then they have to go again to pick up the visas. So it's a very expensive, time-consuming, cumbersome process.
It's not just bureaucratic hurdles. There's plenty of official hostility between the two governments, especially over Iran's nuclear program. But there are also signs that the Bush administration is shifting its tactics on dealing with Iran. John Calabrese is a professor of U.S. foreign policy at American University. He says it's probably not a coincidence that discussion of a U.S. interest section is happening at the same time that a high-level American diplomat is set to meet with Iranian negotiators.
You know, I don't think I would see this interest section measure in isolation, but rather see it in the context of a very interesting sort of dance now that's going on between the administration in the twilight of its term in office and the government in Tehran.
Still, some observers warn that the U.S. should proceed with caution on renewing any kind of diplomatic relations with Iran. John Limbert was a staffer at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and was one of the 52 Americans held hostage there in 1979.
What you had 30 years ago was an outrageous violation of international standards endorsed by the Iranian authorities, whoever they were. Now, if that situation hasn't changed, clearly you don't want to send someone back into an atmosphere where such a thing could happen again.
The State Department hasn't confirmed plans to open an interest section in Tehran, though yesterday a department spokesperson said that the U.S. wants to have people-to-people contact with the Iranian people. Today, Iran's foreign minister said his country would be open to talks on establishing a U.S. interest section in the Iranian capital. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar.